Board Director Cynthia Franklin learned during her trip to Colorado last month that Alaska should not make the same mistakes with its marijuana regulations.
What we were able to see a lot of in Colorado was Colorado's problems with marijuana. And Alaska's problems are going to be different from Colorado problems.
During a public presentation to the agency's five-member board on Thursday, Franklin outlined potential problems she foresees when marijuana becomes legal February 24th. Franklin says the manufacture of edible products is an issue in Colorado. She says the state first allowed edibles with 10 milligrams of THC per serving, a dose she says is too high for first-time users.
We don't have those on the shelves. We're starting from zero. And so it's my opinion that if we're starting from zero, and we know that 5 milligrams is a start low, go slow amount, where you're just going to feel enough to feel that you've eaten something, we should pick 5.
Franklin says Alaska's legal definition of edibles should exclude pre-made food or drinks that have been infused with marijuana. For example, she says a package of Haribo gummy bears sprayed with marijuana should not count as an edible product. However, edibles made from scratch would be legal. It's this lack of distinction in Colorado's definition of edibles that Franklin says is problematic.
Colorado has regulated itself into that giant gray market loophole. We do not have to go there.
Board member Ellen Gainley says the definition of edibles should be discussed when the agency begins drafting the state's marijuana regulations.
I think the edible issue is one that we really have to work out, and the way Colorado manufacturers have been taking recognizable candy and adding THC, I think we've got to think long and hard about that.
The ABC board has until November 24th, 2016, to set regulations for the sale and manufacture of marijuana. The legislature has the authority to establish a marijuana control board at any time to assume the responsibility of regulating marijuana. Franklin says creating another agency would be a waste of resources.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to have new officers, new licensing staff, a new director, a new board, and a new substance all at once. It sounds a little bit like a recipe for disaster.
Franklin proposes hiring 6 staff members to handle marijuana regulation. She says the agency's budget is essentially in the red, and that they'll work with the state's Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to find additional funding. The ABC board will meet again February 24th to begin the 9-month process of drafting regulations. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.